Hey, welcome to episode 71 of Motherhood in Hollywood. My guest today is actress and mom Autumn Reeser. You might recognize her from The OC, Entourage, ABC's No Ordinary Family, and Last Resort. And we have a lot of fun things to talk to her about today, about her career and parenting, such good stuff. If you're listening right now on iTunes, hi, welcome. Take a minute and subscribe to the show if you don't already, and leave me a review, would you please? It takes just a couple of seconds, but it makes a big difference. We get $1 million every time somebody leaves a review. So the more reviews, the better, I say. No, but really, if you could just take a second and leave me a review on iTunes, or if you're listening on Stitcher, that would be great too. I appreciate it. I feel the love. Thank you. Now, before we get started, I want to tell you guys quickly about Up4 Probiotics. Up4 Probiotics has been making probiotics and only probiotics since 1979. That means they have over 40 years of clinical research behind their probiotics. In fact, their probiotic is so powerful that they've trademarked their super strain. And if you've never tried a probiotic, now's the time to do it, because they can help reinforce your immune system and give you a healthy gut. They can reinforce that healthy gut bacteria. So definitely go to motherhoodinhollywood.com, click on the Up4 probiotics image, and that will take you right to Up4, where you can find out how to start creating a happier inside. Motherhood in Hollywood is also sponsored by Lansinoh. Lansinoh has a brand new Bluetooth smart pump. Now, for my breastfeeding moms who are looking for a easier and more convenient way to pump, this is it. The Lansinoh smart pump pairs with the Lansinoh baby app to help you keep track of all of your pumping sessions, the amount you're pumping, and the duration. It can also help you keep track of your baby's growth and weight and height and diaper changes and all of that useful information that new moms want to and need to keep track of. It's all right there on the Lansinoh baby app. You can find out more information about the Bluetooth smart pump as well as the Lansinoh baby app at motherhoodinhollywood.com. Just click on the Lansinoh image and that'll take you right to their website. Finally, there's a smarter way to pump.
Come on, Mama.
Grab your popcorn and goobers. It's time for Motherhood in Hollywood with your host, Heather Brooker. This is a crude prude's perspective on being a full-time mom in showbiz. She's not a perfect mom, but she can play one on TV. Hold on to your butts. Here's Heather.
Hey, good morning. I guess it's good morning for me. I don't know what time you guys are listening. I just got really excited to be like, good morning. It's morning for me, and I got up early today so I could put my podcast together and it would be ready to go for Monday. I'm feeling a little bit behind these days on just about everything in like a good way. I'm not feeling like, oh, poor me. I have so many wonderful things happening, because that would be a total douche Newton thing to say. But it is a little overwhelming lately because there's so much I want to do with the website and with the podcast and with my writing that it just feels a little overwhelming sometimes. So I'm waking up early today and I'm drinking my coffee. Okay, I have this addiction lately. I'm really into a new Phil's coffee just opened up by my house. I don't know if you guys have a Phil's. I never heard of it before until it opened up near our house. We don't have any coffee shops other than Starbucks by our house. Like, there's no traditional style coffee shop where you can go in and they'll make like a latte with a little heart on the top of it, you know, that sort of thing. But so when this opened, I was really excited because I thought it would maybe one of those was maybe one of those kinds of coffee shops. It isn't. They don't make lattes and fancy coffees like that, but the coffees they do make are really good. It's called Phil's Coffee. I don't know if you guys have heard of this. It's Phil's Coffee. And I'm addicted to their Silken Splendor. It is so good. So there's my coffee shout out for the morning. But we do have a lot of things to talk about. So I'm going to get in there. I'm just going to jump right in. It's been a very fun week. I did some writing on the blog this week. I wrote about how I've been feeling frustrated lately as an actor and disappointed that I keep getting parts for overweight women. In particular, a part I auditioned for called Fat Pam. And it's kind of a bummer when somebody thinks that, you know, for me anyway, it may not be a bummer for you. Maybe your life's goal is to play a part called Fat Pam. And if it is, hey, more power to you. But for me, it was just a little deflating because I feel like, you know, I've been working so hard as an actress to try to be an actor and get to flex my muscles and play juicy, interesting parts. And, you know, then to get called in for the role of Fat Pam, which is essentially just a fat joke, is a little deflating. So, you know what, though? We carry on. I vented about it on my website, motherhoodinhollywood.com, if you want to read about it and see the particulars. And, you know, now I move on. And now I wait for the next audition. And we hope for the best for that one. It is the life of an actor. And what else is happening? Oh, I went to the LA Baby Show this weekend. That was a lot of fun. Got to meet Ali Fedotowsky there, the baby guy, NYC. A lot of my fellow mommies were there. were there, and it was a lot of fun hanging out and talking with them. And what else am I doing? Oh, I'm really excited to go to a special event today with Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon is launching their holiday toy line, and they've asked a few LA mom bloggers to come by and take a look at their toy line. So I'm excited to go do that. I'm excited that they think I'm a blogger because I'm really terrible at blogging. I literally blog like maybe once every couple of months. It's so bad. But I'm like, you bet, I'll do that. I will go and play with your toys. What else is happening, everybody? It's been an interesting week as far as like the election coverage. The big vote is this week. Ooh, is your team going to win? Or who are you voting for? It's so funny. I don't talk about politics a whole lot on the podcast because I just feel like you guys get that so many other places. Why do you want to get here? This could be your escape. This could be your one safe place to go where you don't have to hear the rhetoric and the, you know, the vote shaming and all of that stuff that's going on. So I hope whoever you're voting for wins. And I hope you vote. That's it. Really quickly, I want to give a couple of mom mentions to some new followers over on Twitter. Hello at BeGlammedNow. And Christina Shoemaker at The Whole Cook. Also, Jamie at Actor Up. Sorry, Jamie, I was about to butcher your name, but I chose not to. And also Jen Wright. Hi, Jen. Thank you guys so much for finding me on Twitter at MIH Podcast. That's where I like to go to put inappropriate things. Oh, I also want to mention really quickly, speaking of Twitter, my friend Kate Casey invited me to be on her podcast this week called Reality Life. And we had so much fun talking about Rob and China, Catching Kelsey, Big Brother, which is my favorite reality show of all time. We had a lot of fun talking about reality shows over there. So if you get a chance to listen to that show, do that. It's also available on iTunes. You can find me at Motherhood in Hollywood on Instagram and Facebook, where you can come on over there. Let's joke around a little bit and make some wisecracks with me, eh? And as I said earlier, please take a minute and leave a review on iTunes of the show and make sure you subscribe and share it with friends. It's the best way to help me get the word out about my show. If you like the content I'm bringing, if you like the guests, I appreciate it. Let me know. Let me hear from you. Okay. We've got a lot of good guests coming up, you guys. I've got Glozell. What? I know. I'm going to be interviewing Glozell on the podcast, as well as director Shannon Flynn. She's going to give us some insights on television directing and the future of television directing. So a lot of fun shows coming up. Make sure you stay subscribed and tell a friend. Okay, now let's get to the interview with Autumn Reeser. She has been acting for a long time. She knows the ins and outs of this business, and she also is a mom of two boys. So I had to ask her how she does it, how she's balancing it. She talks a lot about traveling, whenever she has to get a job, whenever she has a job out of town, what does she do with her kids? How does she manage their schedules? And it's really interesting to hear her talk about the juggling that's involved in being a regular working actress. So here is my interview with Autumn Reeser. Usually I'm like offering to get people coffee, but this morning was a weird exception because Channing is normally in school right now, and then like it's one of those weeks where I'm sure you know where everything that you want to do mom wise and career wise all kind of just apart.
And it just you're just like swimming and trying to survive. Right. I needed to go get coffee this morning because I started my week going, oh, I'm gonna actually started last week going, I'm gonna do a cleanse. Like, I'm not gonna drink coffee or alcohol or sugar or dairy or all of that stuff. So I didn't order my little Nespresso pods this week, so I don't have any in my house. Okay, that lasted one morning.
Mm-hmm.
One morning. I'm still off. You know, I'm not drinking alcohol this week, but I was like, coffee needs to happen.
It does need to happen. I think there should be something that moms get whenever you give birth. Like, you should get lifetime coffee from somewhere. Like, Starbucks, I think, has enough money for that, right?
That was my manager's baby shower gift to me. It was a Nespresso maker.
Isn't
that
nice.
The best baby
shower
gift?
What a nice manager.
Gift. I know.
Mine just called and said, when are you going to be ready for auditions again? And I was like, really? Can I just get past this horrible pain first? So you mentioned your boys. So let's talk about your boys. You have two?
I have two boys. I have a five-year-old who just started kindergarten, and his name's Finn. And then I have a two, almost three-year-old named Dash.
And how are you surviving with boys? Because it's different. We were just talking about that. Yeah. Like, it's different with boys than with girls.
Yeah, it's a lot of energy. And so it's kind of figuring out ways to appropriately corral and celebrate the energy. And
are they just really physical?
They're very physical. They're very physical. And their dad is a former professional athlete. So they also just have that competitiveness behind their physicality.
What did he do? What did he play?
He was an 800 meter runner.
Oh, okay.
For Nike. And, and so the boys are both, they're great runners and they're very physical, and I'm a dancer. And so they are coordinated, which I'm grateful for. And so they're always doing something physical with each other. We've had to work on it with both of them. I've really had to, talk to them a lot about using their bodies appropriately and not hitting other people. And I've gotten calls from both schools talking.
No.
I know. And I'm like, it's hard because I want them to express themselves physically, but in appropriate ways.
Are they acting out like getting mad and like hitting somebody or like throwing things?
I think it just comes from what I hear from having a brother where it's ways when you're trying to get what you want and you're not able to use your words quickly enough. And so you go to using your body and you're grabbing something. Or Finn, my oldest, it's been more that he is just having such a good time and tries to wrestle people.
Yeah.
like we during all do. Story time.
Yeah.
Dash, it's definitely, Dash is big for his age. Finn is tiny. He's built like me, and he's just, I've never really worried about him like bullying other kids. It's the opposite that I've worried more, but Dash is strong, and I worry more on that end of like making sure that he, you know, we talk a lot about that, like, is that nice to do or not nice? It's right. Not nice.
Yeah.
So he knows, but sometimes he just, you know, forgets, like all of us forget,
sure,
you know, things that we intend to do.
I think it's really interesting the different ways that we parent girls versus boys, but they're also very similar. Channing is also very physical.
Yeah.
And her frustration sort of manifests with her like throwing things. Like if she gets mad, she'll go and just like hurl something, you know? And I'm like, ugh. She's gotten a lot better about that because now that she's communicating a lot better, it's helping.
Yeah. Same with Dash too. Now that he's almost three, it's like, okay, he usually has the words. It does help a lot.
Yeah. And it is interesting how we still use the same kind of tools, like telling them how to communicate and, you know, be better about using your words and that sort of thing. It's a universal kind of parenting rule that we hope other parents are doing, you know, like we hope.
I hope so.
So I want to talk to you then a little bit about, with these very physical boys that you have, how are you balancing your acting career? Because you are doing a lot. You have a lot going on.
Yeah. It's challenging. I basically, over the course of a year, how my career usually goes is I spend like 3 months out of every year working outside of LA, all over the place. And that's where I make almost 100% of my income.
Wow.
So I don't really have an option. I know there's more work coming back to Los Angeles, and that's great.
Are you talking about like in Canada?
Yeah, I work in Vancouver a lot. Yeah. I'm on a show called The Arrangement for E! Right now that comes out in March of 2017, I think. And I go back and forth to Vancouver for that. And then I just did a movie in Mississippi.
Yeah.
So
everything is leaving. I feel like people keep saying, no, productions are picking up in LA, but it doesn't seem like it.
I think it's been a slow process. I think the new tax breaks were just passed last year, so it's going to take a while. Like, there's season two of a lot of shows have now come back to Los Angeles. I can't remember specifically which ones.
Right.
But, you know, season one was out of town, and now season two is going to be in Los Angeles. And it's a balance because all of those other places really are happy to have the productions mm-hmm. there. You know, all of the local actors that we have in Atlanta are thrilled
yeah.
to be having, you know, what we call runaway production. But for them, it's not. It's oh my gosh, I have more opportunities
right.
to work now. And I want to support that as well. So for me, it's, you know, I went through a period where I was not taking work outside of Los Angeles because my marriage was failing, and there was just a lot of things.
That's a lot.
Things
yeah.
were not going well, but I made, you know, half of my income, less than half of what I usually made, and I couldn't survive on that. So I had to go. I had to make a different choice and go, I need to take the work where I can take it, and
yeah.
and also I want to be able to take the work that excites me, even if it, you know, happens to shoot somewhere else. And
so what do you do when you have to go out of town? What do you do with your boys?
That's a challenge right now. They will spend, my ex and I have 50-50 custody, so they'll spend half the time with him when I'm away, and then I am paying for nannies for the other 50% of the time.
Yeah.
And that's something that I'm working on right now. And if I can bring them with me, I do, and I've spoken with the boys' school, and they're willing to work with me on that.
How is the production crew react if you ever have to bring your kids with you on the set? Because I know
I usually don't bring them onto set.
Yeah.
Because they're not they haven't so far been developmentally ready to be quiet.
Mm.
So, you know, I've shown them where I work, but I will bring a nanny or my mom
mm-hmm.
if my mom's able to come with me. And then
because, yeah, you read a lot about, you know, so-and-so just had a baby and they have an on-set nanny with them. And,
cause there's,
you know,
really no
they bring
other,
their baby to work.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of, especially when you're breastfeeding. I mean, I went back to work with my oldest in New York when he was 5 weeks old. I put him on a, you know, we all got on a plane to New York, and I was nursing. I was playing a marathon runner, which I think is the dumbest idea now. I was like, what? But I needed to take the work. And so yeah. I was back at work running all day. And then nursing my baby in between takes. And that was a crazy job.
That's crazy.
That was too physically difficult. I couldn't walk afterwards because I was just, my body was not ready to be in
yeah.
that place. It was not healed yet. But I was in that, I don't know if you had this after having your first baby, but I'm such a like a type A, I can do it all personality
totally.
That I was like, I'm going to get right back into it. I don't need to take a break. This baby's not going to slow me down, you know, which
yeah,
is
yeah.
which was not kind to myself. Now
yeah.
that's how I really look at it. It's not that it was the wrong decision. It was just not a kind way of treating myself.
Well, there's a pressure, as you know, to get back up on the horse and keep going because it is your income and it is the freelance lifestyle of acting forces us to get back out there sooner than we would like.
Right.
I see a lot of times in my message boards on Facebook, moms going, I just had my baby a few weeks ago. Should I go back out? And my thing is, I always tell people, no. Just take your time. This business will always be here, but your baby will only be that little for so long, and you
yeah.
can never get that time back.
Yeah.
You can always get an audition for a one-line part on some TV show, you know, like that
yeah.
will be there. But if you're, I understand what you're saying. If your livelihood depends on it, there's even more pressure because it's like there's nothing built in the system for actors and actresses to take a maternity leave.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
There is for actors on bigger show. I had Daniela Rua on a show recently, and she was talking about how the producers worked with her, but she's also a series regular and has been on the show for 8 years.
Right. That's,
you know, it's
totally
a totally different
situation
than actors who are literally living project to project. I don't want to make it sound like you're living
yeah.
project. I just made it seem like you're like, please Lord.
No, but like I need to work. You know, it's not one of those things where I've just socked away a bunch of money over the years. I haven't, you know.
Yeah.
And so I definitely, you know, rely on my acting income for sure. But I think the other thing that happens after you have a baby when you're an artist is that identity challenge that you're suddenly
sure.
faced with. And so I think regardless of the monetary reasons, a lot of women want to get back to work simply because that's how we've defined ourselves for years. Well, I'm an actress, or well, I'm, you know, a writer, whatever it is, you don't feel like yourself when you're not doing it. And now all of a sudden, not only do you not have your art, this world where you feel solid, but your entire existence is now in service of this tiny, you know, dictator.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful if you can give yourself over to it. And certainly I was able to better by the second baby, but the first one, it was an absolute profound identity shift.
Yeah.
And it, you know, took me to that was, and I, you know,
what do you mean? Did you start questioning, like, do I want to keep pursuing acting, or do I want to be a mom? Or
no, it was just it was not being constantly the one in charge of my life. Mm-hmm. It's like my life was now like, I want, you know, it's what you do when you're mom. You're going to think about their needs first, and you're going to be in service to them. And that was just different. I was always in service to my career.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden there was someone bigger than my career who I wanted to do everything for, but then also felt some resentment around that, and then felt guilty about feeling the resentment. And so just all of these conflicting emotions come up that you then have to learn how to manage, and you're sleep deprived and exhausted, and you don't have time to process. I think that's the biggest thing that you're starved for as an artist and a new mom, is that processing time. Because when you're an artist, I think that's a big part of the cycles that we go through, is you have these times of output and then these times of processing, and then you output what you've just processed. But when you have a child, it's just all input. It's just constantly like you're just like going, and there's no time to sit and go, wow, what is this about? And what does this mean? And how do I feel about this? Mm-hmm. It's just, oh my God, give me coffee, give me sleep. Like I'm being sucked dry. Like there's just no time to take a breath. And I found that really, really challenging.
Mm-hmm.
I remember saying to some of my friends, I'm like, I just need 4 hours in a row where nobody talks to me, nobody needs anything from me, where I can just shut the world out so I can...
Right, like decompress for a little
and
bit.
And let that sort of artistic muse just run for a little bit, which probably wouldn't have even been in service of any project. It would just be like, whoa, what's happened to my, like, what's going on?
I think one of the best things that my husband did when I first had my baby is that he made me take that time.
Oh, beautiful.
Because he was like, you're going to go crazy cuckoo bananas, which I think I was a little bit, because I was like, this kid is here all the time and she's always crying. And he would go, I just want you to take a couple hours, go to the mall and go do this. So I would do that. I would feel so guilty. I would be like, oh my God, I just ditched my baby. You know what? I'm such a jerk and that sort of thing. But I did it a couple of times and I realized, like, this really does make a difference. Because then you start thinking, oh, wait, I did do things before she came along, and I was a person before she came along. And because of that little taste of a break, one of my girlfriends and I decided to do a nanny share, weekly nanny share, where we just, like you said, took 4 hours a week and our kids got together for play date, and we had the same nanny, and we would go out and do things by ourselves, whether it was just go get coffee, whether it was just wander around the mall. It made such a huge difference.
Yeah.
We just did it once a week, so it wasn't like we were, you know, spending lots of money, but it made such a huge difference.
Yeah, it really does. And we don't have the support systems in place in this culture that cultures have traditionally had around motherhood. And also in Los Angeles, so many are away from, many of us are away from our family. We're transplant. We've all moved here. So we have to create that system for ourselves. And it can just be hard. That's as simple as that. It can be very difficult.
Like what you were saying, when you go to auditions, and you, if you've ever had to take your kids or your baby, if anybody has ever had to take their child to an audition, you know, it's like awkward, and no actor wants to do that. It's usually when we don't have a choice, or, you know, it's like a last minute call or something. And you have to hope that maybe the people in the waiting room are going to be like, sure, I'll watch your baby for you. I think there's more conversation going on. There's definitely more groups like on Facebook that are happening where people are like, hey, is anyone going to be at this casting office? And is anybody going to, you know, is anyone free to watch my baby while I run into this office?
Yeah.
So that's a nice thing that's happening.
That is nice. I've found it doesn't work for me because I can't get into the headspace of another character while I'm in my mom headspace. Because
sure.
It's like I'm thinking about my kid.
Yeah.
And luckily, the times that I've had to take him, 2/3 of the times, I've had one of my dear friends sitting in the waiting room when I've walked in. And I've been like, oh my God, you're here. What are you doing here? Because they've just gone in to audition.
Sure.
And they're lovely women and they've stayed to help. So that's been amazing. But, you know, sometimes I have to weigh, like, is it worth putting myself and the kid through this stress of going out and not being able to go in and do my best?
Yeah. It's not worth it to you. You have to balance it. You have to decide. And I think that's a good point because there's a lot of people who don't feel comfortable doing that, you know, men and women.
Yeah. And I would like to be someone who could, but in having done it quite a few times this year, I've finally just been like, it doesn't work. I can't transition that quickly to feel like I'm doing my best, and then I don't feel so good about myself afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I haven't gotten one of those jobs.
I think it shows her incredible self-awareness to be able to say, hey, I can't take my child into an audition because I need to focus, and it's hard for me to focus on my choices as an actress. So good for you. I love that, Autumn. So we're going to get back to the interview with Autumn in just a moment, but I want to tell you guys about Up4 Probiotics. If you've been looking for a way to support your gut health with healthy, good bacteria, Up4 Probiotics has exactly what you need. They're available in your local Target store. So the next time you're out shopping, swing by the supplement and vitamins area and grab some Up4. They have a variety of different formulas for all age groups, from infants all the way to senior citizens. We here have used the children's cubes as well as the women's formula. And Chris has even used the adult formula. And I'll tell you, it makes such a huge difference in our gut health and in our energy level and how we feel. So I can't recommend it enough. Go to motherhoodinhollywood.com, click on the Up4 Probiotics image and check it out for yourself. And I also want to tell you guys about the new Lansinoe Bluetooth Smart Pump. It is the first Bluetooth Smart Pump of its kind. Here's how it works. It pairs with the Lansinoe Baby app to help you keep track of the amount you're pumping at each session. It also helps you record the date and time and duration of each pumping session. And you can use it to keep track of your baby's growth and diaper changes, how big they're getting, how much, you know, weight they're gaining, how tall they're getting, all of that helpful information when your tiny babies are so tiny. So go to motherhoodinhollywood.com to find out more information about the new Lansinoe Bluetooth Smart Pump and how it can work for you. Finally, there's a smarter way to pump. I want to, speaking of getting jobs, I want to talk about your career for a little bit. I read online that, I don't know if it was one of the first jobs you booked when you were out here, but you were on Star Trek.
That was my first job.
Was it your very first job?
That was my first job.
That's a pretty cool job. I'm a huge Star Trek nerd, so I love Star Trek. So I read that and I was like, get out of town. That's amazing. I feel like with the new Star Trek coming out, I'm like, oh, I will never probably get to be on that because there are not a lot of chubby comedic people.
Roles people, in Star Trek.
Roles on Star Trek when they're not like this wacky gal. But I could, you know, fingers crossed.
I played an alien when I was on it.
That's so awesome.
You never know. I mean, there's definitely, you never know. Yeah. I played a red alien with, like I had prosthetics all over my
cool.
face. We were sort of like part of a tribe on this planet. And so I had like ritual scarification all over my body.
What? That's awesome.
It was amazing. And we had this, sign language that we came up with because we were a mute species. So
of course
me and a couple of the other actors were like, here's what it means. We made up, I think we because obviously they didn't like
give you
it's
any
not
direction
saying in the
way.
Script
sure.
like, oh, here's what they're saying with their, like, we had to come up with what the language was. So we were the Ventu tribe, I think is what we
oh
were called.
My gosh, that's amazing. That's some deep track trivia right there. I love it. And so that was your first role.
That was my first role.
And then your next, like, big role, was it the OC or was there something?
Probably, that was the next one that I got that moved my career forward, I would say. I definitely worked in between there. I mean, in between, I was on CSI. I did a lot of sitcom work and did, I think, an episode of Cold Case. So, you know, I had a guest starred on a lot of things and was a recurring guest. And then the OC was the thing that took my career to the next level. Yeah.
And what was that experience like? Because that was just like such a sexy show. Everyone was just gorgeous. And like, I can see why you got cast on it.
Oh my God.
Mean, because everyone was so like very beautiful.
And I was completely intimidated by that whole factor of it. Where I, because I've never been like a girl who's into fashion. Mm. And quite the opposite. I was probably quite bad at it. And when I joined that show, you know, I was a struggling actor, definitely. And just had no clothes. Like, you know, I had like some workout stuff.
Sure.
Like,
sure.
I don't know, a couple tops from Charlotte Russe, basically. And I would go on the show and they were like, I mean, Rachel would be in head to toe Zac Posen that was like custom designed for her, looking amazing.
Right, right.
You know, which, and she's so naturally chic. I mean, those girls are so naturally chic. And I definitely had that feeling of being an outsider.
There's someone coming. I hear it.
I hear her.
Thump, thump, thump. You're not a light runner. Hey, bunny. Hi, what are you doing? Okay, you want to sit in here with Mommy and Autumn? Okay. So Channing is here with me today because, oh, I think I mentioned that earlier. So Channing is here, so she may join us for the last few minutes of the interview.
And this is Momming It in Hollywood.
This is Momming It in Hollywood, yeah. This
and
is,
everywhere else, really, to
really,
be honest.
My life is not my own anymore, and that's okay. I'm, hold on, we knocked over the trash can. There we go. So I'm sitting here now with my 3-year-old on my lap and I'm interviewing Autumn about the OC. This is good times. So you felt like then, the big thing for you was the fashion. Like, did you just feel like you were like, I don't really fit in, or did you find your groove and eventually sort of fit in?
I mean, the character was always the groove for me. When I read that character, I knew immediately who she was. Every now and then you have those roles that you're just like, oh, I don't even... is such an easy skin to slip on, and then you can bring your own stuff. I think I added a couple lines in my audition because it wasn't, when you know something that well, it just comes through you almost. Yeah. And so for me, the groove was always the character. I was always very connected to Taylor, and then the rest of the world was way more glamorous than anything I'd ever experienced, and I felt very small around that. Nobody made me feel that way. That was just my experience with it, because it wasn't a language that I spoke, and I wanted to, but I feel like it was like trying to speak with a terrible accent, you know, like it was just not a fit for me. It wasn't something that I slipped into naturally, and so I spent a lot of time feeling just less than.
Yeah, like awkward.
Awkward,
or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel that way a lot around, like, I have some pretty amazing mom friends who are very, you know, into the mommy blogging world and that sort of thing. Just by the nature of my podcast, I've kind of lumped into that category. And they're all so fabulous and like very, they're always dressed really well. And they walk into these like events that we go to and they know everyone and they're all like glamorous. And I literally come in and I'm like, I'm so awkward. And I feel like I'm in probably sweat. I mean, I don't know. It's
mommy,
just,
help.
I'm trying, what? Oh, neat. Okay, yeah, but you gotta be quiet, okay? Because I'm interviewing on. Okay, remember, you gotta be quiet. I always feel like I'm so awkward, and they're always super nice. Nobody treats me differently, like you were saying. Nobody treats me differently, but it's I just feel weird, my own weird self. So what then? Excuse me. So after the OC, you started booking a lot of stuff, but has it reached that same level of work? Like, have you been a regular on any other shows since then?
Yeah, just nothing that's stuck around on air. You know, I was on a show called An Ordinary Family for a while on ABC, and then I was on a show called Last Resort that was also on ABC. Mm-hmm. And then I've been recurring on a lot of other shows, on Entourage and Necessary Roughness and... you know, a lot of shows. But then I started working for Hallmark a lot, starring in romantic comedies for Hallmark, which has been an amazing gift.
Oh, that's so great.
Because they really understand women and working with women. They're an amazing company to work with because they always, you know, they fly my kids and my nanny out be at work with me. And they're very supportive of that. And that just in the place in life that I'm at right now is a huge bonus for me.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you think that that's something that's specific to Hallmark then?
As in my experience, yeah, yeah, it has been, yeah.
That's so great. It makes me wonder if it's run by women.
It a lot of it is. There's also an amazing man at the head of it, Bill. Bill and Michelle and a lot of wonderful people who work for the company. And I think part of it is just that the company atmosphere is one of family, like that you're all part of one big family, and they, they love to work with the same directors again and the same actresses, and it's been a real gift working with them.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I'd love to hear that. Do you feel like the series regular is sort of this elusive thing that we're all sort of chasing? Like, it's because it is such a great situation. If anybody gets to be a series regular on a show.
In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. Yes.
In LA.
It's such a great situation, especially if you have a family. It's like the closest kind of thing to like a 9-to-5.
Well, that's if you're
job,
on. If you're doing a half hour,
right?
You know what I mean? Because if you're doing an hour, you could be doing 17-hour days.
Absolutely.
In which point, it doesn't matter if you're in Los Angeles, you're not seeing your kids,
right? Exactly.
You know, but you're so grateful for the work. You're getting paid well, and you're getting to do what what you love. So I don't know. For me, it's just about finding a project that feels like the right fit. Just depending on what's going on in my life. And one of the things I really want to do is get back to theater.
I saw that you have a lot of theater in your background.
Yeah, that's what I started in theater when I was 7 and did theater in my in my hometown growing up.
Stop it, you stinker. Hey, you stinker, stop. Oh my goodness. No.
I wish I'd brought my little boy.
She heard you giggling and now she's like, yay, we're going to giggle. Anyway, so you did a lot of theater in your hometown.
Yeah, I did a lot of theater growing up, and I it's something I want to get back into. And
do you think that you could do theater in LA? Well, or would you want to go to New York?
I booked the lead actually in a show, but that I wasn't able to do because it conflicted with a film that I'd already accepted.
Oh yeah.
But there was part of me that was, I was sad because it was really exciting role at a really great theater, and I felt good again. I was like, oh yeah, okay, I still have my chops, like I'm, this is what I want to do. But when I really thought about how much childcare that, because it's 8 shows a week,
and that's the problem with theater, is that it's every single
I really
night.
Thought about it, and I was like, I would probably not make any money on this, and aside from that, not really see my kids for 2 months. And then I was like, is that really worth it? And I think there are some times in our life where it is, where the sacrifice is, but I think it's all about just being in the present moment and taking it on a case-by-case basis and not coming from this place of fear of, if I don't do this, then X, Y, and Z will never happen, and going down this, spiral of negativity that leads nowhere good.
That's true. You do start to go, if I miss this opportunity, then I'm going to miss other opportunities down the road. And you're absolutely right. It is a spiral that we kind of do to ourselves.
It's no good. It's so much better to be like, oh, this is so, this is great. How wonderful that like I was able to book this. Then there'll be another opportunity.
Sure.
Because, and I've found that to be true when I keep that type of when I choose that viewpoint, because it's really just a choice.
Yeah.
It's obviously you still have to fight through the negative voice in your mind that doesn't want it to be a choice, that wants to go, oh no, but I know better. Let me tell you, let's sit here and be afraid. Like, we all have that voice, but I find the more I can just kind of talk to that voice compassionately and go, oh yeah, I hear you. That's scary, but I got this. You know, we got this. There's going to be another opportunity, and we're so grateful that this one came along, and let's see what comes next.
Yeah. It's such the, I keep saying the freelance nature of this business, but yeah, I mean, that's basically what it is. And it's hard to sort of wrap your mind around, okay, what am I going to do in the meantime while I'm hoping for that next opportunity, or while I'm waiting for the next opportunity? What do you find? What do you do to sort of fill the creative spaces? You know, do you find that your family just takes up all your time, or
there are periods where they do, and that's such a good question too. I think that's really, really smart, because so many actors are just kind of like, okay, well, we're feeling up when we're on a project, and mm-hmm. then they
and it's such a bummer
afterwards,
yeah, when it's over,
and it's like we just can't live our lives like that. Like that's gonna drive us insane. Right. So I find that when I come off a project, I've learned how to support myself better over the years, as far as, you know, knowing myself and knowing what I need. And I used to just jump from thing to thing and then be totally depleted and like scattered. So I just came off a month of work. And so I booked a meditation retreat for the weekend.
Oh, that's fun.
Which was amazing. So I did that. And then I also, the week that I come back, I don't schedule a lot of stuff, because it's going to be, and this is going to sound silly, but it really does take a week, like unpacking and getting my house back in order and going through the mail. And also all this stuff has come home from the kids' school that there's nobody else to deal with when I'm there. Cause like I have, you know, a bunch of friends watching my kids and a variety of different nannies. So there's nobody sort of running the show.
Right.
And so I got to go through all that stuff and go, oh, this wasn't paid. And oh, this has to, you know, be returned to school, and just, you know, manage not only the little minutiae of my life, but my kids' lives too.
Yeah, yeah.
So I do that for a week, and you know, sometimes we'll see a couple girlfriends who sort of get my head straight. And
those are the best girlfriends,
right? And so I do that for the week, and then when I'm waiting for another project, I picked up guitar about a year and
cool.
a half ago.
Yeah.
And the great thing about something like that is that's something that can come into play in a role down the line too. So
yeah.
It's not only feeding just my basic creative spirit, but I'm developing a skill that's actually useful for my acting career.
That's why there's a piano sitting right next to you, because that's sort of what I'm doing
it.
Too.
Are you?
Yeah. excuse me. I used to play piano when I was younger, and really started feeling like I need to find something that's going to creatively feed my soul, but also maybe teach me a skill in the process, which I think a lot of actors forget about. They think, oh, I just need to learn improv.
Right.
You know, and it's like that's beat into your head so much, especially commercially. It's like, you must be good at improv, must be good at improv. And I'm
wow.
Well, I did that for years and look where it got me. So I'm like, maybe I'll just try something else, you know, and I was like, oh, I miss playing the piano. So that's why I have my little piano here that I'm trying to get back into it and play a little bit. And then it's
going
to be good for her too, I'm hoping. Eventually
yeah.
she can start playing as well.
I think that's amazing for her to see you doing that, mm-hmm. for kids to see that learning doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Because I think there's so many, it's like, okay, well, what, you go to school and then you stop and then you go to work, like, and that's life?
Yeah.
No.
That's
no.
really, that's a really sad thing to think about. I love
exactly.
the idea that we can all learn something different and teach ourselves something different no matter what age or where you're at in your career.
Yeah. You know, I was going,
and when acting really lends itself to that, for
it
sure.
It does. There's so, I mean, any extra skill that you can give yourself, there's maybe an opportunity to put it in mm-hmm. to your acting job somewhere. It's, you just don't know, but just having that commitment to learning and mm-hmm. and to your creative spirit is where it starts.
I would like to say, first of all, you are a champion for letting me sit here with my crazy sassy daughter who has been dying to say hello. Can you say hello?
Hello.
Okay. She has been obviously waiting to jump in here on this interview, and she's being very patient. I want to ask you now, I said you mentioned you're going to be on The Arrangement, and that's coming out in March, right?
Yeah.
So have you already wrapped filming on that, or are you getting ready to go film?
We have one more day, one more week in Los Angeles. One more episode.
Okay.
And that one's going to be in Los Angeles.
Oh, nice.
Which is really nice, so I don't have to fly away from the kids.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's great. And then what, do you have any other projects we
and
can
then,
look for you in?
I just had Sully. I have a small role in Sully, and that just came
out. Oh, perfect.
And then
that was a huge movie. It did so well. I honestly was like, I don't think that's going to do well because that happened so long ago, but it did.
It's a beautiful story because
and Tom Hanks is just amazing.
He's so good in it.
Yeah.
He's so, so good in it. Yeah, so it turned out really well, and I was really proud of that. And then I just did an action movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
What?
Which was amazing. I mean, that's a crazy experience. If you're going to do an action movie, that's
yeah.
who you want to... I mean, it was
have
amazing.
Have you seen he has a new TV show, a new
yes.
series?
Jean-Claude Van Johnson
yeah.
on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yes. I haven't seen it yet.
My husband was like, we
I
have
heard
to
it's
watch
great.
This. And I was like, is this a joke? And then I was like, This is actually really good.
That's what I heard.
I never thought that I would say that about a Jean-Claude Van Damme. I know that's so mean.
Exactly.
Jean-Claude, if you want to come on, I promise I won't say mean things. But I was like, this is a really good show. It's very entertaining.
That's what I hear. And yeah, so the movie was for Sony. It should come out, I'm sure, on DVD at some point next year. But it was, for me, it was mostly just an opportunity to do some action work, which I've never done before.
That's so cool.
And I'm so physical as a person that I play a lot of lawyers and that type, a lot of people who rattle off a lot of dialogue and who are very heady. And that's great. And I love to do that. But I'm such a physical person that I was like, I want to have the opportunity to express that and put that on my reel as well.
And maybe that's also where your boys get it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Where they get that physicality from. Do you want to ask Autumn any questions? What do you want to ask her?
About Emmy.
About Emmy, who is her best friend.
Oh, okay. What
Autumn doesn't know Emmy.
Oh. Well, Emmy about her brother.
Emmy just had a baby brother.
Emmy has a baby brother? What's his name?
Alec.
Alec.
That's really exciting. Do you like babies?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty cute.
Do you want to, can you thank Autumn for coming to our house? Can you say thank you for coming?
Thank you for coming.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me and lending your mommy to me for a little bit.
Yeah, she's on Mommy's podcast. So I am going to put up information about Autumn and her upcoming projects on motherhoodinhollywood.com. Thank you for being so patient and getting a glimpse into my little version of motherhood in Hollywood here with my very patient 3-year-old, or not patient, depends on how you look at it.
I thought she was very patient.
I think this
is perfect because this is exactly what it's about.
This is what it's about. This is my life and I love it. I love it. So thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm so excited to see all the wonderful things that are happening for you. And I think you're doing a pretty damn good job of balancing.
You are too, literally, as you balance your child on your leg.
Please don't break my headphones. Hi. Okay, all right. So, Autumn, thank you for coming
on. You're welcome.
Hey, you guys, and remember to go to motherhoodinhollywood.com to keep up with all of the happenings with my podcast. Also, follow me on Twitter at MIH Podcast and on Instagram and Facebook at motherhoodinhollywood.com. And remember, you guys, I'm not a perfect mom, but I can play one on TV. Bye. You say bye?
Bye.
Balls.